Raiders is a team that we don't care for.
Something, something, Bronco. With Lord Lattimore Volkner, Jess Place, and Tim Lynch.
Yes, my master.
Get involved in the conversation at milehighreport.com. Incomplete. Hello, everybody. Something, something Broncos. I'm Jess Place with Lori Lattimore Volkman. Tim, I don't know where he is. He hasn't been here for like 2 weeks. We need to send someone to go check on him. Lori, how's it going?
It's going pretty well. I'm feeling good after a win over the Patriots.
Oh my God. It was so amazing. I mean, it was a heart attack in 60 minutes, but we won. We came out on top. I mean, it was a field goal fest. It's 6 field goals, Brandon McManus, 18-12 victory. No one had that score prediction. Very few actually had the Broncos predicted to win. I mean, come on, really? Like, that's a crazy score. You don't see scores like that.
As I pointed out on Twitter, that it occurred to me later, 18-12 is like a throwback to Manning beating Brady, which I love. So.
Oh my God. I didn't even know that. How wonderful is that? 18-12.
Yeah.
No, it was especially sweet for me because I do live here in New Hampshire and everybody here is a diehard Patriots fan. They're all really nice people, really terrific people. Like, as I said in my article from Monday, they're wonderful, except they've got like this one flaw. It's not unlike finding out that the gentle, kind old man down the street likes to eat live rabbits. Like, it's one flaw that they root for like the worst team in all of football. Like, just the cheatinest, the dirtiest, the unfriendliest, like Belichick, blah.
The Josh winningest.
Well, I mean, you know, I think that's why they get away with all of it, because they win.
Right.
But not on Sunday against our Denver Broncos. Drew Locke added his name into the annals of Broncos history by beating the Patriots. He joins Brock Osweiler and Brian Greasy, Jake Plummer, Kyle Orton.
An interesting list of quarterbacks who have won in Foxborough,
and of course Peyton Manning won as well. So
in Foxborough?
Oh no! Well, I know. No. And actually, Peyton Manning's only victories over the Patriots were those two AFC Championship games. So
yeah,
pretty exciting game. I mean, there were a lot of drops. There were a lot of drops by the receivers that could have helped Drew Locke out. The narrative that he struggled in this game, I don't know if that's necessarily valid. He did throw back-to-back interceptions, and that was ugly. Really not good. But, you know, he did have quite a few passes that hit receivers in the hands, and they should have caught those. And it might have been a different story. It could have been a complete route. Drew Locke is amazing. He is the future of the franchise. I only see Super Bowls in our future. it's only been 8 starts. It's still time to grow. I want to see some growth. Like, I want to see not back-to-back interceptions. Like, that was, I mean, I admire the fact that they let him throw down the field so much. Ed on the Mile High Report Twitter, I was like, you know, someone's going to come down with one of those. I didn't think it was going to be Patriots players. I thought it was going to be our players, but it will happen. You know, they are letting him throw deep, which is so refreshing after so many years of just like this dink and dunk, bubble screen, brew, ha ha, crapola.
Yeah, especially 3rd and 8 and we throw a 4-yard pass. This
for a loss of 4.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Oh God, I hated those. Let's try a jet sweep on 3rd and 9. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. Like, so a lot of encouraging things. I mean, what did you think? You loved it, all things Drew Locke, except for the back-to-back interceptions.
Yeah. Jeffrey Estri pointed this out. When you take away those 4 drops, Drew Locke's stat line looks a whole lot better. Because 3 of those drops, I think, were in the end zone. So you're looking at more touchdowns than field goals. And you're looking at a stat line that you really want to see out of your quarterback. So I'm not too worried about that part of it. The interceptions do bother me because to me, interceptions are as much about the throw as they are about the decision making. And if it's just a bad throw, it's just a bad throw. You know, like you get over that, you improve, those change. If it's a bad decision, then, you know, I'd like to see those not happen week after week. So if we go in and play the Chiefs and you have an interception because it's just a miscommunication, okay, whatever. But if you have another, I'm rolling out and I'm just going to chuck it downfield and I'm not really sure what's down there, then I'm going to be concerned. He's not able to dissect the defense and understand where his receivers are well enough to be throwing downfield like that.
Right. It's like you get back into that Trevor Siemian kind of like, just throw it up there and you know, best of luck to you, football. Like, find your way. Like, you know, not that. I mean, he did hit the receivers in the hands quite a few times. And they just, for whatever reason, you know, Okawibanam, you just got to say it. You got to say it fast so
that's
no one
true.
Can correct you. So if you just say Okawibanam. like, you know what you're saying, no one will correct you. Yeah. Okay, you know, come on. Like, we golf. That's fine. He was making great catches. And then in the end zone, he just, I don't know if it was mental or what, but it was just like, all of a sudden, he just could not haul in these passes that we needed to get. That game could have been out of reach in the third quarter if we had converted on those. And then there was that scramble, the Drew Locks. He was at the 1 yard line. You know, he was out at the one. It was good that they did kick that field goal because it would have been a 3-point game. The whole dynamic of that last drive would have changed. A lot of missed opportunities, but it was okay. We came out on top. Now we can turn the page and look toward the Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. They're coming to Denver.
Well, let me add real quick, because you pointed this out a few weeks ago. The Broncos just haven't been able to learn how to win those close games. And in this case, even though there were a lot of missed opportunities, they took advantage of enough opportunities to win the game. And a lot of that was thanks to the defense, which we should give some credit to because they were amazing.
Shelby Harris, my God.
How many batted pass? He like averages two a game or something.
It was amazing. He's amazing.
I know. Sign him a longer contract right now, please, John Elway.
They tightened up. I mean, they look like a different defense than what we saw against Tampa Bay. And it's starting to look increasingly like those teams that we lost to early in the season are actually really good.
These stats, too, we had 4 sacks. We had 8 QB hits, 2 interceptions, 6 batted balls, and 3 forced fumbles, 1 fumble recovery. Like, those are amazing statistics against Cam Newton and Bill Belichick. Like, I realized they hadn't practiced all week and they weren't in their top shape probably, but it was still a formidable opponent that we dominated, you know, their offense. And that is huge confidence boosting for our defense. And I think it's great because, you know, we felt like we lost Von Miller and that's a killer. But then you lose AJ Bouye and Jarrell Casey and you start to feel like, oh my God. And so to have these guys with a little bit of a jigsaw puzzle figure out how to really attack a team like the Patriots and a quarterback like Cam Newton says a lot about Vic Fangio's scheming and the talent of these players. So, I mean, it's impressive and it at least gives them, I think, a ton of confidence going up against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs that they can compete. You know, we realize they're the Super Bowl champs. We realize they're amazing. They have way too many weapons for any one team. We have some tools that can make it hard on them. And that's, at the end of the day, that's the most you can hope for at this point.
Every time Cam got hit, sacked, knocked over, like I just, like my heart grew 3 sizes. I love watching him just get creamed. There was one sack, and I can't remember who it was, that they just came up behind him and they just annihilated him. And it was just like, oh, I need to get that for my wallpaper.
Like, might have been Malik Reed.
I think it was Malik Reed.
He was a tour de force on that field on Sunday. I mean, he was just like, zoom, right at Cam. Right.
And that's the kind of defensive effort we're going to need this Sunday. Like, we're going to need to rattle Mahomes. Brother-in-law, the Raiders fan, he was, I mean, for good reason, insufferable about how the Raiders beat them 2 weeks ago. And he was saying that, oh, the Raiders gave the league a playbook on how to beat Mahomes. You know, you got to rush three. And yes, we were watching, and that's what the Bills were doing. He would rush three, and then he would squirt out and run for the first down like every time. They're still a really good team. They're a little banged up on the offensive line, which is a great help. But we're also going to see Le'Veon Bell suited up for the first time for the Chiefs. So that'll be kind of a wrinkle. Not that they need him. I mean, they ran for like 200 yards or something ridiculous against the Bills.
Their rookie running back is amazing.
I don't see any growth on that because they're already really good at running the ball. And so,
but we are good against the run. So that to me is a good sign. I don't think they'll have that kind of rushing attack on us the way they did on the Bills. So that's good.
Hopefully not.
That's the problem with the Chiefs is then they have Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman. And so you've got three targets easily through the air. And we know Mahomes is accurate even on the run. So it's always important when you see some of these teams that you think are so unstoppable get stopped. It reminds you that you can stop them too. I mean, there is potential. You just have to have.
They are human. Yeah. And if the Raiders can do it, damn it, so can we. You know, I mean, really.
Exactly.
It's the Raiders.
And this will be our chance because this one will be at Mile High. It's not quite the same atmosphere. I mean, we'll have some fans and it will still be better to be at home. Our guys will be happy to be at home, fired up from last week. And so, you know, this is going to be our best chance probably to take down Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Yeah, I agree. I think we can do it. I really like how we've played this year. I mean, we were really close against the Titans and we were really close against the Steelers and we got completely killed by Tampa Bay. And that's fine because they just killed arguably one of the greatest offenses in the NFL against the Green Bay Packers. I don't chalk that loss up as devastating.
You know, we had our third string quarterback playing. So.
I know. We love our third string quarterback. It's like Little League. It's like every quarterback gets to throw a ball.
Actually, we started with Driscoll in that game. And then we brought in Rippon at the end, right? And then we had Rippon for the Jets.
We were ripping it with Rippon.
And like you said, we played really good teams that are rolling on everybody else now too. So,
but we played them tough. Remember last year we played the Chiefs tough in the first game.
No, we didn't. You're thinking 2 years ago.
Oh,
we thought we could turn it around. You know, we had just won our first game, prime time Thursday night.
Maybe I was drinking.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Remember Patrick Mahomes got hurt. We couldn't even win against their backup quarterback.
Never mind. Oh my God. I blocked it out of my memory. Do you remember what the scores were?
30-6, right?
30-6. And then the last game.
That was the snow game with Drew Locke.
Yeah.
And he threw a couple interceptions.
23-3. Okay. So we need to score more than 9 cumulative points over the 2 games with the Kansas City Chiefs. And that will be an improvement.
That's right.
No wonder I don't remember that. Like I blocked it out of my brain.
The year before we did play the Chiefs really well. We were the only team to hold them under, like we held them to their lowest total.
Yeah. Yeah. They're 23-27 in the first game.
That's the one where Case Keenum overthrew Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah.
By like 10 yards and Demaryius Thomas was wide open for the end.
Yeah. And then in the second game, 23-30. So that was within 7. And then the first game, we were within 4. So we need to have a little 2019 mojo.
No,
a
little 2018 mojo.
What did I say? I still screwed up. See? I think there must be a gas leak down here in the basement.
We are erasing 2019.
Let's just forget 2019. So.
We are. And we can forget a good portion of 2020 as well. Except for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the Broncos did play the COVID-plagued Patriots. The Chiefs had some practice squad players, I think, test positive in the week previous. We had a running backs coach, I believe,
get
COVID. And then it was kind of ironic. And then because Melvin Gordon came down with strep throat, like right around the same time. This is the devious side of Jess. I why not just say, no, we're going to start him. But as a disciplinary measure for his DUI, we're going to sit him down, you know, and if he's sick, he's sick. And you don't have to tell people that. I mean, like you could theoretically have it be a discipline week. And then that way, you know, you could use that with the league to, you know, minimize the impact of
that's
his
true.
Absence
why,
later.
Yeah, they could have done that. Because you can like, do that. If you sit him yourself, you can apply that to the suspensions that the league will give you.
Well, I think if you do that, they'll take that into account. If you make a big, you know, if you say it's a disciplinary benching.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, there's no guarantee that they will take it into account, but if he was sick, I mean, why not just say it's disciplinary? And then that way, you know, worst case scenario, you know, nothing happens, but best case scenario, maybe the league takes that into account when they, you know, adjudicate that.
I'm not sure the Broncos are considering any other sort of disciplinary action on Gordon. He was asked about how do the running backs when both are healthy. Benji was like, we're going to go with the 1-2 punch that we always planned on. And
they kind of toyed with the idea in that one press conference where he's like, well, you know, we need to get all the facts and, you know, he didn't practice today. And, you know,
and then they got all the facts that he was going 40 miles an hour more than the speed limit.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay. Well, all right. So you did do that. Okay. Well, come on back. Doesn't exactly make the most sense, but not supposed to, I guess. It's the NFL. All right. Well, let's look forward. Score prediction. What do you think?
Just for the fun of it, predict the win. Like I said, this is our best chance. Our defense is feeling strong, and I think it's possible we could have Bouye back. But I'm feeling good about that secondary. Ojemudia is looking better and better. He's feeling good about his coverage.
Bosby,
Callahan, Bosby, they looked amazing. They're going to have to work harder this week with all of the receivers in Kansas City. But anyway, I'm going to go with another repeat defensive performance and say that the Chiefs only score 21 points and the Broncos score 24.
I think that you're onto something. I would go with that. Like the defense is going to make or break this. Like if we can shut them down, Brandon McManus can win this for us. No. Yeah. And I also think that some of our receivers are going to come down with the ball because they're not in Foxborough. They're not in at Arrowhead. They're going to be at the stadium where they've been, where they've played. They're going to be a little more comfortable and they're going to come down with those balls. So I am going to say 18 again. I think 18 might be the way to go. Yeah. Because you also have to take into account that their field goal kicker has been missing extra points like left and right. Like he missed one other one on Monday. Yeah. Yeah. What's his name? Butker. So yeah. So yeah, why not? What did I say? 27-18. That'd be nice. The spread is 9.5 points, by the way. So you know, but we've been in this situation numerous times, you know, Super Bowl 32 and on Sunday, this last Sunday. So, you know what, 9.5 points, who cares? Who cares about what Vegas says? Yeah, Raiders
exactly.
Homers that they are.
F Vegas.
Yes, for real. So yeah, that's what I say.
It was a funny press conference from Coach Fangio where he was asked numerous times between Sunday and Monday's conferences about, you know, now he's suddenly blitzing a lot more, which let's point out, our own Jeffrey Essery had pointed this out 2 weeks ago that Fangio has been using his linebackers and his safeties to do a lot more blitzing, probably in light of not having Von Miller and having to be a little more creative without they're getting the pass rush going. So Fangio had this great quote where he said, you know, unbeknownst to you, basically, I've been doing this forever. I just haven't had to do it the last few years because I've had defenses where it wasn't necessary. So he called himself the Blitzkrieger of the NFL. And so I look forward to him doing the same thing. I'm sure Andy Reid will be looking out for that since we did it last week, but it could be a fun sort of matching of wits between Andy Reid's offensive attack and Vic Fangio's defensive-minded attack. And so I look forward to seeing how he dials up the defense to really make Mahomes uncomfortable, hopefully.
Well, without the blitzes, there was no pressure. Like we weren't getting there. And now with the blitzes, we were getting there. We were batting passes and sacking. And I mean, it was great. It was a lot of fun to see on Sunday. And so, yeah, if you got to dial up the blitzes to get the pressure, I mean, I'm all for the pressure, you know? The Bills were bringing three just like the Raiders did on Monday night, and it seems like every time Mahomes would just squirt out of there and run for the first down. So I'm interested to see what they do to try to contain him.
And we didn't always contain Cam Newton. I mean, he squirted out and got quite a few scrambles himself and a lot of yards. So it's not, you know, it definitely breaks down easily if you don't get to him. Then you could be in serious trouble.
Yeah. But. Hey, if we win on Sunday against the Chiefs, then we can make a legitimate case for Von Miller to come back later in the season. Like there is hope.
I wouldn't want to say that if we lose, there's no hope, because we're playing the Super Bowl champs, you know? Like,
yeah, it's true. But you know, I want to see Von Miller again. Come on.
Oh, so do I. Come on. I'm just saying, I wouldn't pin everything on this one game. That if we win, yeah, I think we do make a legit case. But if we lose, that doesn't mean we can't still compete.
Storylines are going to be delicious if we do win. Like, I mean, are the Chiefs collapsing? They lose to the Raiders and the Broncos. Like,
yeah.
Are the Broncos legit? You know, we used to have those days. Remember those days?
It's been a long time ago. I didn't really say this earlier, but I meant to. Part of the thing with Drew Locke, I still love his press conferences. He's just so cool in them.
He is really cool.
It's so natural. And he had the greatest quote. They were asking him about those two interceptions. And he said, you know, yeah, if I do that better, then I'm sitting on the sideline sipping Gatorade, you know, joking around rather than biting my nails to watch the defense. And then he, you know, and then he even said, we love our defense and our special teams. Like, he knows they saved his ass. And I love that ability to be cool about it, to own up to it, and to also be like, yeah, hey, thanks for that defense.
yeah.
I needed it.
Well, but he's just saying what all of us were thinking. So, yeah. I mean, so, and that makes you like him, dang it. You know?
Exactly. I love the accountability, and I love the swagger, because he's also very confident. It's like, he's going to still go out there and do that again. You know, he's not going to be gun shy because he threw some interceptions. He's going to go out and he's going to try to be aggressive, and he's going to throw the ball downfield. I do question Pat Shurmur's choice, or whoever's choice it was, to throw deep on the first down when you're up by six and you just need to run out the clock as much as possible.
Especially when you've had the success running the ball like Lindsay had had. Like, there was no reason for that. I understand you want to be aggressive, and you can be aggressive.
And you want to punch him in the throat. That's the idea right there, right? Yeah. But you also need to be smart. And the smart play when you're playing Bill Belichick is to do the sure thing, you know, and not do the thing that could be boom or bust, because in that case, it was bust.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead and work some time off the clock. Just, you know, just get, like, there was like, what, 3 minutes left, and it like... Like,
yeah,
you
run 45
seconds off the clock. Like, that's great. And actually, on that interception, I thought for sure we were going to see like a bootleg or a rollout or something, you know, because they're all expecting the run. I mean, we were all expecting the run.
Yeah.
We're trying to run out the clock. Like, of course we're going to run. Why would we throw it? Like, that's crazy. But we did.
Know.
That's fine. But yeah, like a bootleg in that situation would have been so money. Like, if you're going to do that, like, let everyone bite on the run and just, you know, boot out and throw it down the field. Like, that would have been awesome. You know, I want to see more boots.
Especially
I love
Drew Locke. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's his thing, right?
Yeah. He does remind me of Jake Plummer. Like, I mean, you know, the interceptions especially. That like swagger, like the swagger and like the throw down the field and the athleticism and like,
yeah,
he like there's something there that reminds me of Jake Plummer. And so like, let's look
and at also kind of the game. Yeah, critics be damned, like far more than, you know, Elway or Manning, you know, like,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's not giving guys the finger to the fans, but you know, give it some time. And, you know, and some of them deserve it.
Totally. And there was another really good question where they were saying, you know, do you feel like you've kind of proved something to people after this win? And Drew Luck was like, look, I think for the media and for people not in our building, you think this is some sort of return to relevance, but we've always felt this way. And when you hear him say it, like, you really believe that he thinks that, you know, that,
yeah,
that he genuinely believes in his ability and the team's ability to compete. And I mean, there's nothing better, especially if you're on that offense, going out there with that kind of guy leading you, because, you know, you feel confident, you play much better. This week, especially now, he'll have another week of practice. They'll have a few more healthy people. A good chance to compete with the Chiefs and really get a good sense of kind of where this team could be by the end of the season. So
yeah.
Come on back, Von Miller. We're holding a place for you.
We're ready for you, big guy. Come on, bring it in. Come on, man. Well, you have been listening to Something Something Broncos. I am Jess Place with Lori Lattimore-Volkman, and Tim Lynch will probably join us next week. I'm hoping he's not able to talk or sing or do any of the things that make Tim Lynch. And so we wish him a speedy recovery miss our show. Yeah, he's been hanging out with Melvin Gordon and has the strep throat. Yeah.
Pretty soon, Tim Lynch, we're going to bench you. So
that's
get
right.
Back over here.
That's
get
to right.
Practice.
Be sure to leave a comment, like, subscribe, do all that stuff that you do, and keep it right here on the Mile High Report Podcast Network for breaking news, odds, and all sorts of other exciting little fun things that we've started doing. So give it a subscribe.
All right.
A correction on the reporting of the foul. Both teams were on the both up. Both fouls were on the kicking team.
So is this Tim's like low key way of quitting the podcast? Just like
yeah, totally. What's he doing?
The Broncos are opening it +9.5. That sucks. That's really pathetic. That's like a college spread.
Except that was the same spread for the
Patriots. That's true.
And that we beat them. Look at that. We're all over this. Have you worn your jersey while mowing the lawn yet?
Oh, I did. I did. Oh, I did it that day. So I was out there just like, woo, like
sweet.
People driving by, like giving me the stink eye. It's great.
You're going to have to say that again, because of course, the minute you start this great little ramble, the guy, the leaf blower outside. I'm truly filling in for Tim here.
Yeah. You want to take some work calls?
Yeah. Awesome.
Cool.
Awesome job.
Okay. All right.
That's good stuff. Here's another fun fact. I had the Denver defense on my fantasy team, but I didn't put them out there because I thought I'm not going to put them on my fantasy team with playing the Patriots. And lo and behold, they scored like 24 points as a defense.
Oops.
And I had him on the bench. And I played Ian Henson and I did beat him, but like by 1 point. It's like, oh my God, I would have just killed myself if I had lost to him by 2 or 3 points, and I had left the Broncos defense on the bench.
I lost my local league by 6/10 of a point. Not even a full point. Not even, like, I mean, just
I've done that.
I needed
happened.
One more catch from CD Lamb. One more catch, and that would have done, one more yard, and that would have done it. No.
That's killer. That is a killer.
You've been listening to Something Something Broncos, a feature of MileHighReport.com with Lori Lattimore-Volk, Jess Place, and Tim Lynch. Get involved in the conversation at MileHighReport.com.